Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about energy healing stones and energetically charged jewelry. We have a special guest, Miss Anna Hara, who will be talking with us about her new energetically charged jewelry and the things that she is doing with them. But before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And now we will bring on our host, Ms. La'Olta Rasul, and she will give us the book of the week. Ms. La'Olta, are you there? Ms. La'Olta, can you hear me? One second. Ms. La'Olta, can you hear me? One second, everyone. I'm having some technical difficulties.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, there you are.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
I was lost in space there for a moment. Well, greetings, salutations, and in Lakesh, everyone. I hope we can hold these connections. I know you're in a different state with me. I'm in my usual place that is. So, today, to us from one of our family members, the DNA family member, who has been having work done in soul translation, and I received an email commending a book that I'm going to recommend today. Now, on audible.com, the author that she's recommending is Caroline, I think it's pronounced Mice. It's Caroline, M-Y-S-S. And Patrice, is our member, is recommending to us today that we listen to some material by Caroline Mice, and she writes about the language of archetypes. And the books that I found by her were Archetypes, Who Are You?, Invisible Acts of Power, and The Language of Archetypes. And so these are being recommended by other family members. And what is being shared about this is that if you've ever felt that your life was guided by larger forces, unseen but very real energies that influence every direction that your life takes, this particular person who has been a medical intuitive examines the patterns of hundreds of archetypes that exist in human consciousness and found that each of us has a sacred support team of 12 primary archetypes. Once identified, these archetypes allow us to discover our highest purpose and what she calls sacred contact. So if you all have not signed up for audible.com, you can get your free book. And hopefully Patrice will come on in the near future and talk to us about her experiences and what prompted her to recommend this, especially, she says, especially for those who have had the soul translations. So thank you very much, Patrice. We're always happy to hear from our family members, and we hope to hear from any of the listening family today. If you have questions or thoughts or comments or want to share something with us, by all means, our guest today, as Asiya was sharing with us, is Anahara. And Anahara is a gifted mystic. And she's been working with stones for a very long time, and she's been making beautiful jewelry for a long time. However, she's going to talk to us today a little bit about the individual stones that she works with. And all of you who are interested can go to www.dnareplicate.com into the store, and look at some of the jewelry that she has, because it's on our website. This is a brand new edition. We just put it up this weekend. If you touch the page, it'll open up so you can see some other things. And if there's nobody calling in at the moment, Anahara, if you're here, we'd like to bring you on. Are you here, Anahara?
Yes, I am, Leora. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I'm so pleased that you're on today to talk about stones. We have not had a show previously, and we're so glad to have you here. You're very gifted and also a member of the DNA family. So to begin, though, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came to start working with stones? I know you have some very interesting stories.
Yes, I do. Actually, I started from a very young age. I was always attracted to rocks and stones and have quite an extensive collection. I would go on a hike and I would pick up stones that really shouldn't even be in the area that I found them. So I figured I had to do something with them. So started making jewelry, tumbling the stones, and it started out as an attraction and turned into an obsession because it's like candy, and it's really difficult to put them down once I get started working with the rocks, the stones. And they each have their own personality, and so I'll start working with them. And before I had my work done, I would get stuck. What could I do with this one? What could I do with that one? And I would just wind up with quite an array of beads. But after I had my work done, I would sit down and start working with the stones and say, well, what would work good with you? And I would just walk over and start picking up the stones that wanted to work together.
And so, Anahara, so you're saying, are you saying your work done? Are you talking about the work with us, or are you talking about something else?
No, I'm talking about all the work that I had done. I have my DNA replicated. I had my DNA done. I had went through the entire protocol.
And did you notice things about what was going on? Because I want to share what I was very clear that you were working with the Mineral Kingdom, and I think I may have shared that with you. And I didn't know at the time that you were making jewelry, but I remember you sharing with me that you had had some experiences where you were finding diamonds. And I thought that was interesting. Our audience might want to hear about that.
One of those, you know, if you look for pennies, you find pennies. And I was walking down the street and saw something sparkling and walked over and picked it up, and it was, oh my, it was a diamond. So it got to the point where for a couple of years when I would come home from work, my parents would say, so what did you find today? I, you know, always found jewelry, emeralds, diamonds, watches, gold chains, money. Just very fortunate, very lucky. But you know, some of the ways that I found some of the diamonds was just rather amazing. I would be standing in a parking lot waiting for my my car to come up, and wouldn't catch myself looking at a stone on the ground. I said, "Oh, that's a pretty rock." So I'd bend over and pick it up, and there was a diamond underneath it. Or I'd be walking down the street, and I'd be crossing the street, and I'd look down, and there was a diamond sitting in the crack in the street. I'd pick that one up. Walking through a parking lot in the dark, and they call out, and it's just a big bright sparkle, and I walk over and pick it up. Oh, there's another one. I was working in an abandoned building, doing some construction work. And I was in a space and walked over and I didn't even have my glasses on. And bing, and I walked over and picked up a stone. And it was actually it had glue on it because it was actually glued under the carpet that had been there for many, many, many years. And I just picked it up. Here I am.
Well, you know, it's kind of an amazing thing. I remember when you first shared it with me, I thought, so maybe you found a diamond. I mean, that's like a once in a lifetime thing. But would you tell us about how many diamonds?
A couple dozen.
Maybe 24.
There's more. I just stopped counting.
I know. Okay. Well, I think that you've probably interested.
I'm really happy.
I can't hear you share your story, because who we are is who we are. However, it's interesting that you were doing these things your whole life. And if you could just tell us a little bit about the difference between once you had your DNA connected and what started happening with the intelligence that is those minerals, and what has changed in the work.
Well, before I had my work, we're just it was kind of a guessing game of putting stones together, what would look good. But now it's more where they are. They want to be together. I'll pick up a strand of bead, you know, what will work good with you, and then I'll just walk up, and my hand will literally go up and grab the next strand that will go on that piece that I'm working on. Now, if I'm talking to someone, before if I would talk to someone, oh, could you make me something that would go with the blue dress? Oh, okay, sure, I'll put on blue stones. Okay, here you go. Oh, that's great. Now, when I'm talking to someone, I think I'd like a blue bracelet. Okay, well, I walk up, I'm not really sure what you want. Then I get put on the phone with the person, and as I'm speaking with that person, I'm automatically drawn to the beads that I should be using, the stones that I should be using in that piece for that person. And it's going to be stones that will support them in their spiritual journey with what they are going through at this time in their life.
So it sounds like your gifts have that, you know, of course, all of us are born. We have neural pathways that when we're born that our gifts are already there. But it sounds like the gifts that you already had have opened or become more available.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're off the charts. Because then I said, you know, I went after I make the jewelry, I said, you know, I want to bless this piece for the person that has purchased it or that I'm going to gift it to. And then I started praying over the piece, and then something incredible happened. The jewelry started pulsing in my hand. The beads would start pulsing and vibrating in my hand. Like, whoa, this was after the blood moon. Like, what's going on here? And it's very similar to if anyone's ever gone into those science stores and they have those static electric balls where the electricity is bouncing around on the inside of a glass globe, and you put your hand on it and it tingles and it like sparks in your hand. That's what the jewelry does.
Well, I can bear witness before you continue your story, because I received a piece over a year and a half ago, and then I purchased several pieces, a necklace and several other pieces from you, and I have been wearing them because it feels as if someone additional to your normal team of unseen lovers, someone new loves you. Like you have a new loving relationship. And recently the jewelry that we have on the site, I have that jewelry, and I like to wear a lot of them at once. So I like to wear three or four at a time. But that's when you do that, you should be prepared for the amount of energy that will magnify in your life, because I was my energy is significant. But with those on, it really gave me a big pump up, and they're just so beautiful. And it is almost as if you could speak to them. So the ones that are on the website, I actually own I think all of them. I think I have all of those, don't I, Anahara?
I think so.
I think I have all of those. Would you talk a little bit about the energy and the kinds of stones and what people who wear the stones need to know? Because this is a real relationship. This is really a communication between yourself and the other aspects of your other self, which are the minerals. So if you talk about that a little bit.
These are my babies. They are. I love the stones. I love every piece that I make. And when I send it off with love. And I ask, you know, it's really hard for me to send off some of my babies because I love all of them. I really do. And you know, when I send them to someone, I gift them or someone purchases a piece. You know, you have to take, it's like adopting an animal. You have to take really good care of them. Please take very good care of my babies, because they're going to take very good care of you.
So what is it that people need to know about the energy in the stones and how it is that they should interact? Should they be looking to share with you specifically the kind of stone they want, or should they be working with you intuitively? Or how is it to work? And when they receive it, how, you know, what should they be thinking?
Okay. I was listening on the show Sunday, the conference call Sunday afternoon, that just passed. And as the different people would speak up, I believe it was Kevin said that he was looking for something more masculine. Well, immediately I started thinking, I think this stone would be very good for him. And I'm drawn to the stone as I'm speaking with the person. That's one way. Another way is you could look on the site and you could see, that lapis is just beautiful. It is a beautiful piece. The bronzite,
it really is.
Oh, my goodness. But some people are drawn to larger stones. Some people are like Asiya. It would not wear something so large. She would wear something with a smaller bead. So it really, it's very individualized in some cases. But, like with the bronzite, some people would look and say, I really need supportive work because I just don't feel comfortable with some of these people that I'm working with. That's going to be, it seems like that's going on a lot in a lot of workplaces. So some people would automatically look at the site and go, this is going to be a good piece for me. Others are going to say, I need something because I have some really crazy stuff going on in my life. So I would like, some folks might want to call me and say, look, I need a piece. What would you think would be a good piece for me?
Okay, so, there are custom-made pieces. Is there anything that you want to share with us about individual types of stones?
I'm looking at I'm in my workroom right now, and it's like a cave, a beautiful cave. I have stirrings of gemstones on every wall, and so when you walk in, it's just the energy in here is off the charts. So some of the stones would be more general, but they all have their own personality, and I know some people listen, it's like, honey, you're talking about rocks. I have them in my driveway. But they are more than that. They are so much more than that. And they are really and truly gifts to us from Mother Earth to help us along our path. I have stones that are more grounding. If you've just started your journey and you go into meditation and you have a problem coming back into yourself when you finish your meditation. I have some stones for that. Onyx, black agate. Other stones are going to be geared more towards helping you with prosperity, which everybody's looking for, which would be lapis, citrine. I have some stones that are, we have rose quartz, which is a love stone, something if you need to soften your personality because of the situation that you're in. Some folks may think you're a little harsh. Rose quartz would help with that. Does that answer any your question?
Yes, that's great. Well, and for anyone who would like to have a private consultation, just drop us a note at dnareplicate.com on the contact sheet, and we'll forward it to Anahara. And then you all can get together and decide. But we wanted to make sure that people have the proper reverence and respect for the other aspects of nature because we are also nature. And these are other aspects of nature that also have consciousness. So I think you wrote something on the site concerning people raising their energy to meet the stones. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Because these aren't this isn't like going into Walmart and an art store and picking up a bracelet. These stones have been cleaned, they have been charged, and they have been put together to support you. So when you put this bracelet on, it's a lie. It's
going to take you a little bit of time to readjust.
Elevation, raise your energy to come up to where these stones are. And I didn't realize that until I would go to the jewelry shows and I would buy my beads to do my work. Well, I noticed that when I would pick them up, they felt dead at the gem shows because they were handled by so many people that were just coming in there and just just flipping through the tables with all these strands of beads. The stones felt dead, like they were plastic. Then I came home. When I come home from the shows, I bring the beads home and I clean them. And I used rain in one of my solutions to clean the gemstones. And I cleaned them, and when I took them out the first time, I was like, whoa, it's alive.
Well, just in case people don't know what rain is and they think it's rainwater from outside, would you tell them what that is?
Rain is one of the – it's the bath and body wash that Leo herself on her site, and it is awesome. It's awesome. It cleans the negativity and any attachments off of the stones. I use it for myself. If I could have a 50-gallon drum, I'd be in trouble because I'd use it all the time.
Well, I think you've brought about a 50-gallon drum.
Oh, yes, at least. At least.
I didn't know you were using it on the stones, but that's an excellent thing to do with it. And we're just coming up on time for us to do another commercial. Then we're going to come back and ask Hasia to join us. And if we have any callers, we're going to see if anyone has any questions about what we're talking about today. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Thank you, Asia. And I hope you'll join us in the conversation. And I know you're having a little technical difficulty, but can you join us in the conversation?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So if we have someone on the line, we'll take questions. If not, you can kind of conversate with Anahara about any questions you may have concerning the jewelry.
We do have one caller. This is area code. Oh, we have two callers now. The first one is area code 224, last four digits, 4279. Your mic is unmuted.
Hi, Miss Leota. Hi, Yasia.
Hey, Stacy.
How are you? How are you doing, Stacy?
I am wonderful. Hi, Miss O'Hara.
Well, hi there. How are you today? You sound quite chipper.
I am fabulous. I was calling in. I love you guys. I love all you guys, by the way. And I am very interested in a necklace and bracelet.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure which stone.
Okay.
I know I'm drawn to the green stone. I think it's called it's a green stone. I know it's a green stone. But that's the only one that I know of, but I'm not exactly sure, like, what other stones would be good for me. So I was just wondering, do you have any ideas for me? But I am very interested.
Okay. What are you looking for the jewelry? What type of support do you need?
Intuitive. Well, my energy is high, but sometimes I fluctuate. So I'm looking for stones to kind of keep me up.
Okay. Well, you're looking for a bracelet and a necklace.
Yes.
That might be that's a lot.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot of energy to start out with. Wearing it on your wrist, that's why I try to, I do necklaces and earrings and ankle bracelets. I have a whole variety of different pieces that I make. But because it's with the energetically charged jewelry, if putting it around your neck, That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of energy. And let me explain. Even after I have charged the pieces and I put them down, I'll go back and I'll pick them up sometimes and wear a piece. And it will make my hands start tingling. You'll notice your hand tingling, your fingers tingling, your arm tingling, pain in your shoulder because there's a lot of energy in these pieces.
Okay.
So if you're looking for something just to wear as jewelry, okay, then I could make a necklace just for that. But to charge the jewelry, the bracelet would be a good place to start.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm going to add something to this too, Stacey. I'm going to just a little add something that when the left part of the body is the receiving side of the body. So when you're really wanting to receive emanations from jewelry you're wearing, you'd wear it on the left side of the body. However, for instance, I wear the things that are energetically charged on the left side and I wear costume jewelry on the right. But if I were getting too much energy, I would probably switch them. Kathleen,
okay.
Do you have any comment on that? I mean,
I agree. I've even found that when I put them onto my right wrist, it's not as strong as it was on the left side. So if you're wearing if you bring a bracelet to work because you have a slump in the middle of the day, or you know that you're going to have a meeting where you're going to need a little extra support, and you put the bracelet on and you feel that it's a little too much, just switch it over to the other side. It'll still have those high vibrations. It just won't be as strong for you. Like if you can't tolerate the higher vibrations, just switch it over to your right wrist. You'll still have the support. It just won't be as strong.
I want to also share, Anahara, that this is what we're talking about is so serious. This is no joke. This jewelry is off the chain. It is so charged up that it would almost be impossible not to notice the significance of the charge. So we're not telling you all of this. This is not lightweight jewelry charging. This is really significantly charged jewelry. I think you could lay these pieces down in the room and it would charge up the area they're laying on. That's
Yay.
What they feel like to me. So, you know, Stacey, just so you know, so there was no reason why you couldn't get two pieces, you know, starting with one for the wrist and one for your neck. However, you would want to be very respectful of what you have because this is not regular jewelry.
Okay.
Which is why we're having Anahara on today.
I just have one more question. The necklace or the bracelet, sometimes I go through periods where I have discomfort in different parts of my body, and I'll speak to my body and ask the discomfort to go away, but it will go away, but then sometimes it comes back. Will the stone, the bracelet, the stones in the bracelet, will it help with that?
So you were looking also for something to help neutralize negative energy that you're having in your body at different times?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, it will.
And how do
Absolutely.
I?
Absolutely.
How do I? What is the procedure that I need to do to? I went on the website and I saw the bracelets. They're beautiful, and I felt the energy.
Isn't that cool?
Good girl. Stacey, you got quiet and you felt the energy, and that's, you know, these things are not invisible to those who have had work done. You can feel what's going on with the jewelry. So I'm really glad you did that and you mentioned that you could do it because that's how you can identify whether something is right for you or not. You can always ask yourself, ooh, is this one right for me?
Well, Ms. As soon as I pull your website up, I feel the energy, and then when I go in to figure out what I'm going to look at, then the energy just overflows. I'm like, oh, man, So thank you. But yes, when I pulled the bracelets up, I could feel the energy, and it was just overwhelming. It was beautiful.
And it's really quite an experience. I like wearing 3 or 4 at a time, but I don't know that I would recommend that for a beginner because it really is a lot. And I not only like jewelry, but I like the idea of working with nature. So this is a wonderful opportunity, another wonderful opportunity for you to work with the Mother Earth and with aspects of Earth that maybe you haven't had a lot of experience with. Or what I have found is that this jewelry makes other jewelry that I have a lot of semi-precious jewelry, but it pales in comparison to this jewelry. The charge is so much less. Even on really beautiful large pieces, I have a house full of very large pieces of minerals and crystal balls and all kinds of things, and this jewelry is as impressive as some of that. So it's well worth looking at.
Thank you. And I love you guys.
Love you too, Stacey. Thank you for calling in.
Stacey, if you're interested in the piece, send a Leota an email, and we can work on something for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Stacey. Our next caller is area code 828, last 4 digits, 9864. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings, family. This is Gypsy.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Gypsy.
How are you? Nice
I'm
to have you online,
fabulous.
Gypsy.
I'm fabulous.
Gypsy is
I'm
from South Carolina. So it's good to have South Carolina on the line. It's good to have South Carolina on the line today.
That's right. I have a couple. One is I received a gift of a ring that was wrapped in copper. The ring is actually made in copper, the holding part of it, and it's supposed to be an aragonite stone. I was wondering if you knew anything about the properties of that particular stone.
Well, I believe, Leota, please correct me if I'm wrong, but aragonite is that where people make it's made with lucite and people put different gemstones in and it dries?
Yes. It is something to help disrupt electromagnetic frequencies and move negative, but it isn't a stone like malachite or that kind of stone, but it's a positive a conglomeration of materials that will help remove negative. So it's it's a positive thing, but it's not a stone that Anna Harrow would necessarily know about because she works in the natural kingdom with natural stones.
Okay. That was my question. I've never really worn the ring. I don't know. You know, when someone gives you something, you're either I wasn't really drawn to it because I didn't know, you know, really what it was, and it's been sitting in my jewelry box forever. And I was just wondering, second thing was something like tiger's eye. Is that considered the same thing, or is that a different same along those same line as that the aragonite?
Oh, no. Tiger eye is a gemstone. Tiger eye is a semi-precious gemstone. Love tiger eye. It's for protection. It's for prosperity. It's a seer stone. Do you have tiger's eye?
I have one stone that I've been carrying. I've had it for some time. I've got several little stones I've just picked up somehow or somebody's given to me, not knowing, you know, that it had particular properties, but because I was attracted to it, like you go ahead and give it to me, don't throw it away. And I've just got a little collection. It's a small, but you know, some of them I don't even know how to identify them. So, but I do have one tiger's eye stone.
Do you work with it? It seems like you seem to be pretty comfortable and pretty drawn to that stone.
Do you handle it often? I like it, and I'm drawn to it, but I'm just not, I guess because I'm just now learning, like, how important the relationship between the energy of the stone and myself is, you know, these energies are. I have not, like, not my amethyst. Amethyst, I'll carry that around in my pocket because I know what that does, but the other ones I just don't have any idea or any clue what it is. So I keep it in my prayer room where I'll keep it setting around, but not really knowing all the properties. And some of them I don't even know the name of them.
Okay. Do you have any rain, Gypsy? Do you have any bottles of rain at home?
No, I actually just learned of it. Asiya had mentioned it to me last night, as a matter of fact. So I will be looking to do, you know, get some of that. Is that good for? I heard you say you were cleaning the stones with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just when you get your first bottle of rain, you're gonna love it. It's just so incredible. Put a couple of drops in some cool water, and then put your stones in it and rinse your stones off. Let them sit, especially the ones that you carry around in your pocket, because you go through, you bump into people all day long. Wash off your amethyst, let it sit in the solution. Just one or two drops of rain in maybe a cup of water is going to be enough to, you know, swirl your stones around and let them sit in there. And it's going to clean all the gunk off of them that they've been attracting, because stones are like little magnets. And if somebody walks past, that's why obsidian draws, it deflects negativity. Some stones absorb negativity and send it back out to people. So they are just like you take a bath, or I have my cat sitting on the table right now. You know, we bathe our animals, and we bathe our clothes, and we wash our dishes. You have to wash your stones as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent point. Thank you for sharing that, Anahara. But also, I was going to ask Asiya if she would kind of join in, because she's had some pretty interesting experiences with rain, to kind of bring the point home that it's not soap.
Yeah, it's definitely more than just soap. I've had a few experiences with using rain where the negative that I had attracted throughout the day from whatever events I was participating in, the rain really stirred up the negative energies that were being removed, and in some situations I needed the teamwork from you, Miss Leota, to go ahead and finish up the process of removing the negative. So it's definitely very, very good for clearing, and I've also used the DNA clearing bath salt that you make as well to clean my stones and crystals. So
yeah.
I've used both, and they both of them do amazing jobs. And you can tell immediately that, you know, the energy is lighter. It's almost like hitting the reset button on whatever strengths your stones and crystals have when you use the DNA salt or the rain to clear them.
I want to just make a little comment about that. What you just said made me think about this idea. When you said hit the reset button, that's very accurate. You know, things come from the earth fully charged and able to do a million things, but they're just like us. We get contaminated by the energies that we are around and the thought forms that people are thinking often. So even when you have a stone in your pocket and you're thinking the same thoughts, if you get irritated during the day, then the stone takes on that frequency and then it begins to broadcast it. So if you've had an argument, now your stone that you're wearing in the middle of the argument is completely charged with that energy and it continues to broadcast it. So one of the reasons I thought it was a wonderful time for Anahara to bring the jewelry to our site was is that after people have had their their DNA connected, they've had their soul clearings, then they are better able, all of us are better able to control what we're thinking. And then we are able to be proper companions for these levels of consciousness that we're calling precious stones or semi-precious stones, because these are, everything has consciousness and they do too. So if you expose them to a day, you know, if you're having a bad hair day and you expose your stones to it, they're having a bad hair day too. So they definitely would need to be bathed. And the wonderful thing about using products like RAIN is that it was designed to remove negative. It's a clarifying or clearing emotion that works on your hair, your body, your room, you know, just about. In fact, Anahara has wanted me to make it something that you squirt on people.
The body spray.
Oh, yes.
So, Gypsy, I just wanted to take a moment to say, since we were talking about that, that this is something that's good, period, and this is these are some original and interesting ways in which to use it. But having your work done makes you a better able to be a good companion for these other consciousnesses. So when you are interacting with the tiger eye or with your amethyst or any of that, you have to remember it's experiencing what you're experiencing. So if you need a bath, it may need a bath too. So that was what I wanted to share about that. Did you have another question, Jesse?
No, thank you. That was very informative, and I really appreciate it. And I just want to tell you guys, I love you.
Love you too, Gypsy. Nice to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, Gypsy. And Gypsy is showing me great hospitality here in South Carolina, and I am truly appreciative and grateful. And I will be sharing some of my RAIN body wash and my DNA bath salt with her so she can have the experience of clean stones. So thank you, Gypsy.
Thank you.
I'm going to mention that Asiya is on a tour around the country, and she is interested in seeing all of our family members, and she's going a lot of different places. If you're interested in seeing her, where should they send an email or text you? What should they do, Asiya? You're going to be on the road for a while.
Yes, you can send me an email or call me or text me. I do still check those things, even though I'm moving about. So, yes, please reach out through email and or text.
Would you tell them what that is?
Oh, yes. FreeYourMindToShine@hotmail.com is the email. And you can text me or call me at 765-396-8788.
Her next stop will be Florida, and I'll be seeing Asiya next week. She was in Atlanta last week. She's in South Carolina, and I think you might be even going to Ohio. Is that correct?
Yes, but I'm going to hit a few states on the East Coast before I get to Ohio. So
okay.
It may be more than what I can see right now.
But I do think she's going to be around Virginia and in that area as well. So for everyone to know,
yes,
she is on the road, and you could get a chance to interact with her and see her in person very soon. If you would like, just let us know, and she'll get in touch with you. And this is a wonderful way for families to interact with other family members. And there are many things that can happen as a wonderful result of that. Anahara, do you have anything else that you think is really important that people understand? I think when Stacy was saying that going on the website, if you look at the jewelry that's on the site, I think these are good beginning pieces for most people to be able to work with. You know, get one piece at a time, get one of the pieces that appeals to you, that is calling to you, and then start with that, because once you see what the charge is like, I think it'll help you when you have a piece in your home and on your body, it'll help you, you know, decide what you'd like to do next. Would you agree, Anahara?
Absolutely.
And do you have something else you'd like to share with us about the stones? I thought it was great that you were talking about obsidian and the fact that it has very special properties concerning negatives. And I think if you could share with us a little bit about some of those properties, that would be great.
Okay. Let me get my notebook right here real quick. When I sit in my room and I work with my stones, and I have the stones set out on the table, it's really hard to keep the cat off the table because animals are drawn to them. The kids are drawn to them. I work with my niece and nephew. They come in and they love to come in and handle the stones, and they think it's just awesome because they vibe. They say that the stones vibrate in their hands.
Being able to experience this level of nature when we haven't been brought up this way is just a wonderful way to open your gifts and to experience greater level of subtle energies, which brings you into an entirely new universe. I see it. Did we have someone? I'm getting a message. We have someone else on the line.
Yes, we have two other callers. First call is going to be area code 512, and then after that, area code 818. So this is 512, last four digits, 3382. Your mic is unmuted.
Welcome. Are you there?
Area code 512, last four digits, 3382.
Are you there?
Way back in the tent. Over to where
we can hear your background. We can hear you in the background, but we can't hear you. We'll come back to you, okay? I see you.
All right, the next caller is area code 818, last four digits, 0045. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings, it's Karina in California. Peace and love
hey,
to
Karina.
Everyone. I'm so excited. The family growing, Asiya, how exciting it is to hear about your travels. And
thank you.
Sister Anahara, it is such a blessing to me for you to come on because just as you spoke, it's my journey as well. I've gone from a curiosity to an obsession.
Good for you, honey.
with the I have quite a collection of stones. Actually, I've yet to graduate to the really large ones, like in Shaman Laota's home. But that's my since my work has been done, the curiosity has gone into obsession, almost with a capital O.
Yeah.
And my relationship with my stones is always growing. It's on a daily and nightly basis. I sleep with some. I wear some. Some are I carry around. I'm aware of what goes on with them in my activities with other people. And I choose certain ones for certain occasions. Pretty much always have the rose quartz in my cleavage. And my question, and I'm trying to narrow it down, my question is you spoke of using the rainwater, which I do not have, but what I have been doing consistently is I clean my stones in the light of the moon, particularly the full moon. I talk to them and put them all outside lovingly, and so even once they come back in, I keep them separated once I choose the ones that I'm going to wear or use. When I take it off, I do not return it to that area where the ones that I keep them separate from the ones that I haven't used. And some of my question is, would you please speak on the difference between cleaning and charging? Because I was putting them for months now. I've been putting them outside in the full moon in particular. For cleaning and charging. Sometimes I'll put them in the sea salt water, but some stones cannot take that. So
right.
I've been using the full moon light. Would you please speak on the difference between cleaning and charging, and if there's a difference, then on with that. Thank you so much.
Certainly. Thank you for your question. with cleaning the stones, I highly, highly, highly purchasing some the Rain body wash from Leota or from Athea's. Like, you've got to get it because it once you use it the first time, it is definitely noticeable the difference, because I cannot handle my stones at night after I take them out of the bath, because the energy is so, because they are awake. They are, the negativity, the crud, the gunk is cleaned off of them. And then once they're clean, then you can charge them. As you mentioned, some stones you cannot put in water and salt water. I've even put pearls in a bath with the with Rain, and they do fine if you just rinse them off with the Rain, because that will clean them off. And then when it's time to charge your stones, and you want to, if you have specific intent that you use, like you said, your rose quartz, you have to clean that one all the time, because it's by your heart. And well, the world that we live in, you have to clean your rose quartz all the time. And just love it. Just love it. Why are you charging the stones? What's the intent with the stone? Meditate and with the stones in your hands after you've cleaned them. Leota, does that sound close to right? That's what I should do.
That is very accurate. There are just a few things I want to mention about some of the things you talked about. You can charge, if you choose to charge, or if you don't have Rain, you can charge with sunlight and moonlight to get the frequency balance. So you want to put them in full sun and then let them stay into moonlight so that they are very balanced and they get the sun energies as well as the moon energies. And that is a different kind of charge. The way that Anahara is working is almost like a magician. She's working with elemental energies in consciousness that are helping her to charge. But if, you know, with what I have quite a few. I take mine outside and I put them on a cotton blanket on the ground. I let them stay in full sunlight. And when if I pack them up and have unpacked them for some reason, like if I'm moving from house to house, I will put them out and let them stay the whole realm of bright sunlight into moonlight and bring them in the next morning with dew on them. And that's one way to do it. Also, as relates to the salt, the stones don't really like the salt, because the salt is so, salt is the earth's bleach. This planet has, salt was put here for us to keep the oceans clean and to clean our bodies, which are just 70%, you know, water as well. So the salt is extremely powerful. And for some of the stones, their personalities are so gentle that for them it feels like you're ripping the negative right off of them. So salt is something that you can use, salt water, a salt water solution, but it's not as gentle. You know, it's really not the way you treat someone you love, but if there is an emergency, you have to do it. I mean, so if you've got a dark stone and you really need to take care of it, you put it in, you can bury it in sea salt, or you can put it in salt water to wash it. But the stones don't actually like it because it's very harsh. The Rain is made so even a baby, a newborn, can use it. It's made with love, and love is the cleaning action. The process of clearing is one of love, not one of coerciveness. So even though salt is the most powerful cleaner on the planet, and I use it all the time for many things, I usually do not put my stones in it unless someone comes to me and they have a stone issue, a serious emergency kind of issue, then we bury it in salt. And that's something to do really quickly, but the sunlight and moonlight are very good. I would encourage you to use both day and night light. Get the frequencies from our Father, the Sun, and the guider of our tide, which is the moon. So you want to get both of those energies so that it's balanced for you. Because what can happen with stones is that if you get unbalanced, the stones will lead you into more imbalance. That's why we haven't had stones on the website before, because we really needed to get to the point where as a body or as a family of people who were having their work done and people who are looking to elevate, that we were strong enough to discern what we're thinking all the time so that we don't contaminate other aspects of our world. And that's what the stones have, consciousness that can uplift us, but we are the masters of this universe that we live in, and we can contaminate the stones, and they can't overcome what we are thinking all the time. So once we have had our cleaning done and been reconnected, we are better. We have better mastery over what we're thinking and what we're doing, and this kind of elevation of bringing in now these natural aspects that have subtle energies and that have been made more powerful by the combination of what Anahara is doing and what we all can do. But in this case, her particular gift has grown into something pretty spectacular in terms of being able to work with the elemental kingdom. So I hope that I'm explaining this properly so that you all get the understanding that this is like we have graduated to the point now where we can introduce you to your mineral relatives, because now you have been taught how to behave with them, so to say. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you want to always work in balance. So whether you use the rain or not, or whether you choose to use sunlight and moonlight, you do want to absolutely make sure that it's almost like you're working with a pet. I think that's something Anahara was saying. It's almost like, because these are living life forms, so you want to be mindful of how you work with them. So I think this is great that you called, and that I'm so happy that you're working with stones and wearing stones and carrying stones and have them around. And also, if you want to separate the energies of your stones in your house, you can put little pieces of wood between them, little pieces of cedar or even bamboo, that will help them stay uncontaminated from the stone next to them. So I hope that's helpful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Do you have anything to add to that, Anahara?
No, you've got it all covered. Excellent.
Sia, do we have anything further? Or we're just about at the end of our time with our family today.
Yes, I don't have anything, but I really enjoyed the show, and thank you, Anahara, for being our guest today. And me and Anahara had a really good conversation last night, so I'm looking forward to my energetically charged bracelet.
Well, I'm loving mine. I'm really loving mine.
Oh, I'm so glad. And thank you so much for having me on the show, everyone. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, and everyone, may you know that you may have anything, and Inlakesh.
Have a beautiful day, everyone. Inlakesh.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.